I lingered by a cottage door, and the parrot said,
"Come in, come in."
And the parrot said, "Come in." The door was open, I walked in, and I saw standing there a maiden with a dimpled chin, a-combing her back hair, a-combing her back hair. A great surprise was in her eyes, but still she did not frown. And as I smiled at that dear child, the parrot said,
"Sit down, sit down."
And the parrot said, "Sit down."
Ah, ah, ah! Look at Polly! Polly want a cracker? Polly, Polly, Polly!
I sat down in her father's chair, and the parrot said,
"Kiss her, kiss her."
And the parrot said, "Kiss her." And as the maiden did not speak, says I, "By Jove, I will." The blush which mantled on her cheek made her more lovely still, still, still. Made her more lovely still. And as in haste I grasped her waist, she cried out, "No, no, no." It was so nice, I kissed her twice. And the parrot said,
"Let go, let go."
And the parrot said, "Let go."
Ah, ah! Look at Polly! Look out! Here's Papa! Ah, ah, ah!
Her father then came rushing in, and the parrot said,
"Sneak out! Sneak out!"
And the parrot said, "Sneak out!" Her father's voice was like a rat, and swearing he began. Then I experienced the grasp of an honest man, 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 the grasp of an honest man. He hit two blows upon my nose, I feel them to this day. As out I flew, he kicked me too, and the parrot said,
"Good day, good day."
And the parrot said, "Good day."
Ah, ah, ah! Good day, Polly! Come again and see Papa! Oh, Polly, Polly, Polly!